Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this crazy mum lets her 5-year-old daughter swim naked in a public pool. Entitled Parents has their daughter swimming naked at a public pool. To start off, I go swimming at my local rec centre, which is pretty popular. I also mainly swim underwater, because I find it much easier than holding myself up. This is important. This happened a few days ago. I was just chilling in the deep end, swimming underwater like usual. About 20 feet away, in the not-so-deep area, I thought I saw a small butt. Whatever, I've seen a lot of skin-coloured suits. I come up for air, and then when I look ahead, I go, holy snap, there's actually a naked child in this pool. I start feeling awkward, so I turn back around and just stand there for a bit. After a bit, I just go back to swimming. After about 30 seconds underwater, I feel myself getting pulled up, so I just push myself up to the surface. Now enter entitled mum. What the heck are you doing? What? You're looking at my child's parts. She's only 5, you pervert. I'm sorry? I saw you look at her a few minutes ago. Then you went underwater. Oh, I assume you're the mother of that naked girl? So you admit it. You did look at her. Yeah, by accident when I came up for air, I turned around. Then I get pushed underwater. The mum actually held me down for a bit. Next, someone jumps in the water to help me, and I get pulled out. I then start hearing her screaming that she was assaulted and violated and other stuff like that. For the record, I wasn't really in danger, mostly because I was only under for about 3 to 5 seconds. Anyways, time for the entry of the absolute freaking legend, the lifeguard. Mom, why were you holding this man underwater? He's a pedo! He was looking at my daughter while she was naked! I'm sorry, naked? From what I've seen, he hasn't left the pool. Well, sure he didn't, but he went underwater while my daughter was naked. Well, yeah, I say, because I only really swim underwater. I can't even see that far underwater. It gets foggy. Wait, is your daughter in the pool? Says the lifeguard. Well, yes, but why does that even freaking matter? He's staring at her. No need for that language, but please explain why your daughter is naked in the pool. Because she doesn't like swimsuits. But that doesn't matter. Call the police and have this boy arrested. Excuse me, sir. Can I hear your side of the story? Well, I was swimming underwater, and when I came up for air, I saw a naked child in the pool about 20 feet away. I just turned around and after a minute or two, went back under. 30 seconds later, this woman is pulling me out of the water and all this began. Alright, I'm gonna have to ask you to get your daughter out of the water and clothes. Then we'll have to talk to my manager. Finally, something is happening towards punishing this pervert. The lifeguard just winks at me. It was at this point I realized this guy already knew what actually happened and doesn't intend to punish me. I had to go with them, cutting my night short. Although it was worth it for the fallout. At the pool manager's office, the woman starts yelling the moment we got in about how I was a pervert staring at her naked daughter, the lifeguard assaulted her, the police needed to be called, blah blah blah. The lifeguard then explained what happened from his POV. I gave mine, and then she gave hers. This is everyone's story. The lifeguard said, I saw two people arguing, these two, and from what I heard, she was mad because he was staring at her daughter or something. Then she pushed him under and held him down for a few seconds until I pulled her off. She started screaming about him being a pedo and staring at her naked daughter, and I asked what she meant. She had her daughter swimming naked in the pool. Then I gave my account. I was swimming underwater, and when I came up for air, I noticed there was a naked girl. I turned around because I felt awkward, and after a few minutes, I went back under. Then this woman came and pulled me out and started screaming. She basically just said what the lifeguard said, then she dunked me and got pulled off. Then came the entitled mum's version of events.
He stared at my daughter's vagina, and when I tried to talk to him, he screamed at me. He tried to hit me, so I pushed him. Then the lifeguard came and pushed me and hit me, then screamed at me too, and the-
Alright, so how about we now just check the cameras, said the manager. The mum became suddenly flustered.
No, that's not necessary. Let's just
No, no, let's just watch them so we can get proof of him being a pervert, said the lifeguard.
Great reasoning.
Let's do it. After this, the mum got in trouble. Not for the naked thing. She really was just told not to do that again. No, she got in trouble for assaulting me. She's not allowed in there for a year, and the police were called. I was asked for a statement, and I told them what I told the manager. I was asked if I wanted to press charges, and I said no. I'm only 16, and I don't feel like having to enter the legal world, as well as I don't want to completely ruin this lady's life. She then screamed, F you, at me, the manager, and the lifeguard. That was the last I saw of her.
Look, I'll be honest, parts of this story are quite tough to accept. For example, the lifeguard winking at you. I don't know much about lifeguards, but I do know that they don't often wink at people in the pool, because that is a little bit noncy. So does that happen in this story? Did that really happen in real life? I'm not sure. It does seem a little bit far-fetched, but I'll be interested to see what you guys think. Comment down below. Now look, even if this story isn't real, it still was very entertaining. And I've got to say, on behalf of this mother, why on earth is she letting slash telling her kid to go into a public pool with no clothes on? That is the real mystery of this post. Look, whether it's real or not doesn't necessarily matter. This mum is still crazy nonetheless. Now moving on to our next story. Parents get upset that I sold a lawnmower they lowballed me on. I can't sleep, so I guess I'll share this dumb little ordeal. Last year, I obtained a riding lawnmower from a tenant who was planning on moving out. His landlord required that he clear everything out, of course, so he asked me and my grandpa for help to clean out his yard. We did so, and I came across an older Craftsman lawnmower. The lawnmower had been sitting for 8 years, so it was pretty weathered. All four tires were flat. It even had moss growing inside the headlight somehow. That all being said, the guy said I could have it for free, so I took it home with me that day. I ordered new tires for the front. The back ones just needed tubes, $70. I ordered a new headlight lens, $30. Got a new starter gear, $10. A new carburetor, $20. Sharpened the blades and gave it a quick power wash. And surprisingly, it was actually really nice under all the dirt and mold. The mower deck was very solid, not a single rust hole, which is common on many lawnmowers after several years of use. Overall, it was extremely nice for a 27-year-old lawnmower. The engine was a 13.5 horsepower Briggs & Stratton IC, a legendary engine. Its reliability is to be lauded. Despite sitting for 8 years, it was very easy to get it running. I had finally finished it up, and my parents had taken notice. It was September of 2021, so nobody was buying lawnmowers, so it wasn't for sale at the time. Fast forward to March the 1st of this year. I get the lawnmower started back up and tuned, ready for the spring. Once again, my parents take notice, and they want to buy it from me now. I listed the lawnmower for $400, definitely reasonable for the condition and amount of work and money that I'd put into it. The conversation went something like this. Mum asked me, "How much do you want for that?" $400. Dad scoffed. "You must be joking, right?" No. Unbelievable. Why is that such a problem? Because you got it for free. There's no way I'm paying $400 for a lawnmower knowing that you got it for free. Well, you seem to be forgetting that one, I put over $100 in for parts and a whole day of work into it. And two, it's my lawnmower and I can list it for however much I want, despite how much I initially paid for it. Well, we need to think about whether or not we really want it. Well, all right then, that's fine. But I'm not going to hold it for you. Whoever gives me $400 first gets it. Yesterday, I got a message from someone who was interested in the Facebook Marketplace listing I posted for it. He ended up buying it for the requested $400. Later that same day, I told my mum and dad, "Guys, the lawnmower is sold. It's gone." "But we wanted it. Why would you do that?" "Because you never told me your decision, and because you didn't want to pay the asking price anyway." "But we're a family. You should have had more leeway with us."
"No, I shouldn't, especially with the way this has played out. I told you both that whoever gives me the cash first gets it, and you acknowledge that. You aren't entitled to cheaper pricing, mainly because I'm not made of money like you. I've got college payments, car repair bills, insurance and registration coming up, and other subscriptions to pay for. It's gone. Done with. I got my request of $400 that you didn't think I should get, so I'm happy. End of disputes." And that was the end of it. The reason it was unexpected is because they've never been like this. I've never seen them so perturbed by something so ridiculous. I'm sure that not many people know a lot about lawnmowers and how much one in a certain condition is worth, but I assure you, That one was worth every cent of $400, despite the condition it was in when I got it. Had I not needed the money, I would have kept it for myself. Yeah, knowing that I got it for free versus not knowing that can really affect how much it's worth to someone, but it doesn't matter. It wasn't in working condition when I got it, which is why it was free. When I was done fixing everything on it, it was in working condition, and it looked good as well. So, here's a logical analysis. Making it actually do its job, and do it well, will significantly increase its value. What a surprise, right? Anyways, that's about it. Yeah, to be honest guys, from what OP has said in this post, I think that $400 is just a very reasonable price anyway, and I know nothing, you might not know this, about lawnmowers. $100 for the parts. That's a flat fee, you can't really argue with that. Therefore, the minimum that OP is going to sell this for is $100, just flat. But then on top of that, the man hours and the technical knowledge of lawnmowers to get it up and running and looking good. It took OP a whole day to fix it. That's bordering on $300 anyway, isn't it? $400 seems very, very fair. OP should be able to make a little bit of profit from it. Yeah, seems reasonable. What is strange is that it's your own parents who you say have a lot of money not wanting to pay $400. So at what point would they then pay for it? $300? $250? Just pay the $400 flat. You're helping out your son anyway. You're keeping the money in the family. It's a bit weird. Don't really get it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now for our third Entitled Parents post. Entitled Mum wants her upgraded seats for free. This happened a few years ago, pre-pandemic, when flying overseas from the US to Europe. My girlfriend and I were taking a trip to visit a few places in Europe for a vacation. This was her first time overseas, and the first time she'd ever flown on a long-haul flight of more than 3 or 4 hours. In the lead-up to the trip, we decided to upgrade our seats from economy to whatever the premium economy variant was for the airline. Seeing as this was my girlfriend's first time on a long flight, I figured it was worth the upgrade for the extra room and perks. In total, we paid roughly $150 total for both of us to upgrade. We boarded the flight and got settled in our seats, which were in the last row of the premium economy section on the right side of the plane. There was no noticeable division or indicators between sections other than a small plaque above our row that said premium economy or whatever. My girlfriend took the window seat, and I sat in the aisle. Now, OP, I hope you don't mean you actually sat in the aisle, because that is very dangerous. The entitled mum of this story and her son, about 9 to 10 years old, then board, and are seated several rows behind us, but in the middle row of the aircraft. It was 2-4-2 seating. Her son has his nose buried in his switch, as you'd expect a kid his age to do. They barely get to their seats when the entitled mum comes up to our row and stares at us. With no greeting. She's standing in the aisle as other passengers are trying to get around her to get to their seats. Can you swap seats with my son and I? He likes having a window seat and we don't have one. My girlfriend and I look back at where her son is sitting and then at each other. I try to politely decline her request. Unfortunately, no, Mom. We paid to upgrade to these seats, so we'd like to keep our assigned seats for this flight. The entitled mum keeps staring at us for a couple of seconds. More people are awkwardly trying to shuffle around her as she stands there. My son is not a great flyer. He does better when he can sit next to the window. Sorry, but like I said, we paid more money to sit here in premium economy. We're in the last row, so perhaps there's someone else in the rows behind us who'd be willing to swap seats? At this point, a flight attendant notices that the entitled mum is holding up the boarding line and comes over to tell her to take her seat. She goes back to her row, and my girlfriend and I think that that is the end of that exchange, and go back to getting settled. After boarding completes, the entitled mum and her son immediately stand up and walk up to our row, standing right in front of us with all of their stuff in hand. The kid still has his face buried in his switch. So, can we swap seats now? Mum, I already said that we aren't willing to swap seats. As I've said, we paid more so that we could sit here. So we'd like to keep these seats. Awkward, infinite pause. Well, that's just really selfish of you. My son isn't the best flyer, and he likes to have a window to look out of. it's not that big of a deal for you to take our seats so that he can have a window. At this point, I should mention this was an overnight flight, so there isn't going to be anything to look at except darkness for the majority of it. I'm not going to argue with you, Mom. I don't think it's selfish to want to sit in the seats I paid for. I'm sorry you don't have a window seat for your son, but that doesn't mean you're entitled to our seats that we paid an upgrade fee for. The mum continues to stand there silently for a few seconds, as if we'd give in eventually and move if she didn't leave. I'm guessing you don't have kids if you're acting like this. Mum, I don't know what to say to you at this point. If it was that big of a deal for your son to get a window seat, then you should have done so in advance. Did you try asking anyone else if they were willing to swap seats? Well, no one else back there is traveling together, so they aren't gonna wanna swap. I turn around and see an older couple in the row behind us, a pair of co-workers in another row that were watching a video on one of their phones while laughing, and a middle-aged woman sitting alone in the aisle seats with the window vacant. The entitled mum then starts to open up the overhead bins and she begins putting her stuff in there. Mom, we're not swapping seats with you. I think you're just trying to guilt us into giving up our seats so that you can sit in premium economy. If a window seat was really that important, you'd have moved on and asked other people behind us once we told you we weren't willing to move. You just want us to give you a free upgrade. The entitled mum becomes furious at this point, continues to call us selfish, and says that what I said wasn't true. She then starts to bend over and grab my stuff, like she's going to evict us from the row. Lady, please don't touch any of my stuff and leave us alone. Thankfully, the flight attendant comes up to ask what the problem is. The entitled mum tries to go on a rant that we were denying her kid a window seat and were being selfish and rude to her and her son. After she was done ranting, I explained the actual situation to the flight attendants. Mum, they aren't obligated to swap seats with you. They said no, you need to take your seats now. Please go back to your row. The attendant escorted them back to their seats as the entitled mum huffed and puffed. She then spent the rest of the flight glaring at us from the aisle seats. When the plane finally landed, she rushed to the front of the aircraft ahead of everyone and gave me a solid bump as she passed by with her bag. Definitely wasn't an accident. Her kid was fine for the whole flight, by the way. Anytime we saw him, he was either asleep or was heads down playing his Switch. Oh yeah, that was abundantly obvious from the first minute that I started reading this, that this was not ever about the kid. It was only ever about the entitled mum wanting to be sat in a nicer seat. Simple as that. Some of you guys may not know, but premium economy is pretty much a very small upgrade from economy. If you're getting to club and first, that's a massive upgrade, and you know, your seat's insane and you get your own area, etc. Your seat goes flat so you can sleep overnight, etc. It's really nice, but premium economy is just a little bit nicer. Bit more legroom, the seat's a bit comfier, get a bit more better service. It's definitely not a massive upgrade, but it is better than economy, no doubt. There's no way that you'd want to give up your premium economy seat to go and sit in economy. You just wouldn't ever do that. Now, I myself personally would never ever, and I don't think I ever will in my life. I mean, maybe if I'm really sick and I've just got loads of money, I would. But yeah, I can't see myself ever purchasing a seat for a flight in club or first, because that is like 3-4 minimum X the price, and it just seems ridiculous. But upgrading to economy plus or premium economy, I think on overnight flights might well be worth it. The flights from the US to the UK or to Europe are often overnight, and I think when it's, you know, 6 hours minimum, 8 hours plus normally, it might well be worth it paying a little bit more just so you can sleep and it doesn't ruin your day, if you can, of course. I guess the whole point is that you would never give up your seat unless you really like felt that you had to someone like this, given that you've paid more and the seats are an upgrade. It's just pretty embarrassing really from this woman using her kid as a kind of tool to get what she really wants, which is a nicer seat. Oh, he loves looking out a window. Well, why didn't you just book a window seat then? You can go on. When you check in, you can book your seat on any airline now, I'm pretty sure. You can literally select your seat. She didn't do it. No, it was all a lie. She just wanted economy plus. Typical. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this Entitled Parents episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away from this subreddit, well, click this. Seriously, click it, because have you looked at how long it is? And I'm not talking about... Can that stay in? Yes. If you've watched the end of this video, this episode, you get that as a treat. Now, by treat, I don't really know what I mean. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.